Grab your big book, your pen, your highlighter, and notepad, and get ready to hear and apply some of the solution from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous through the experience, strength, and hope of Nikki M. To have a question addressed in a future episode of Noodle It Out with Nikki, please send an email to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com, and Nikki is spelled with two K's. To get a more interactive experience with Nikki as she noodles out life and recovery questions using the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you can get a link to her weekly Noodle It Out with Nikki meeting held live on Zoom every Monday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The information to that meeting is in the show notes of this podcast. God morning, God afternoon, and God evening to all out there. My name is Justin B. I'm a son of an all-powerful and all-loving God and a qualifying addict of multiple fellowships living in the miracle of recovery. And I'm here with the intelligent agent, spearhead of God's ever-advancing creation, and my co-host, Nikki M. Nikki, say hi to us.
Hi. And I just love being here. It's just Mondays, everybody. It's just another manic Monday. No, it's not. It's like the best Monday of my life. Today is the greatest day of my life. And why? As my friend Mark Houston, I always refer to him too. I've never been here before. I've never been in this moment before. I've never been right here on this day, on this time, in this situation. I've been at the table with Justin before, but not in this moment. So it's just exciting. And I'm just grateful. I'm Nikki M. And I'm a grateful member of so many anonymouses. There's too many to count. And I get a daily reprieve from the disease of alcoholism. Grateful. Thank you, Justin.
And thank you, Nikki. Today, we're going to jump right into some things. If you don't know about RICO 12 and what we do here, check out the show notes. Go check out the website, RICO12.com. Go learn about it. And if you want to donate, donate there. We're happy to receive anything that will help us carry this message as we go along here. All donations go to lifting the RICO 12 program and advancing it and keeping it going. There are costs to do this. All right. We're going to jump right into things, Nikki. We're going to be using the big book. So everybody out there, grab your big book, grab a highlighter, pen, paper, so you can take notes, because there's some good stuff that comes out of these conversations that Nikki and I have as we go through these real life questions and address them out of the big book and our experience in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous and our own recoveries. Okay, today's question comes from, I've adapted it from the Noodle with Nikki WhatsApp group. If anybody wants to join that, send an email. We'll get you linked up in there. Actually, we'll figure that out. Okay, here it is. I am new in this way of life in recovery. All other things I have tried in my life have failed. And even now, I get the urge, the craving to drink, use, or act out, and I give in after fighting it for as long as I can. How do I get through withdrawals and cravings when they hit me so hard? Nikki, what does the book say, and what does your experience, strength, and hope say?
Wow. Well, I love what the person shared. I'm new to this way of life. So it tells me that this person is capable of being honest. Remember in our book on page 58, it says we have those that are constitutionally incapable of being honest, and they may not recover. But this person right away, as you read it, I wrote way of life. I wrote that little note as you were reading it. And so this person is capable of being honest, because they're saying this is a way of life. This is a design for living. So let's turn to page 44. Okay. The chapter, We Agnostics. And we do use the big book, fourth edition. And here it says, it's the second paragraph. It says, to be doomed to an alcoholic addict death. That means to continue to, as we call it in our book, I think it's page 25 or 26, where we blot out the consciousness of our intolerable situation. So everyone think right now in this moment, let's just think about this. To be doomed to blotting out the consciousness of our existence. See, I'll do that here sometimes, and I do it sober by scrolling. When I got off the plane recently, just got home from Luxembourg, and I'm back in Toronto, and I don't have my phone. So I'll just lay in bed and I'll scroll on underground news, because I didn't make the decision that most of the world decided to go with. And so I go on different news and I'm just waiting to see how they're going to take my rights away or how their digital currency, all these things that I don't need to indulge in. So I can be doomed to this scrolling and sick thinking and doomsday lifestyle that Nikki does sober, right? Or maybe you want to be doomed to drinking, screwing your way through life, spending all your money, eating your way through life. See, to do that, to live that way, right? To do, be doomed to an alcoholic death or to live. See, we want to live on a spiritual basis. This is a spiritual program, spirit world. These are not always easy alternatives to face, you know, and why? Because they look the same, Justin, because they both look impossible. I can't live this way. How am I going to live without alcohol? How am I going to live without him? How am I going to do this? How am I going to live without him, says Nikki. I slept with a coworker. We're both in a unionized job. How did I get through the withdrawal? Well, here it is. It says right here on page XXVI to XXVII. It says, we favor hospitalization for the addict who is very jittery or befogged. Now, I worked for a hospital and, you know, it wasn't alcohol or drugs. It was my sex and love addiction that was killing me. I had to be separated. Thank God I was in a union. Thank God I was able to get a doctor's note for 4 months off. I could not. How did I go through the withdrawal? I had to be separated. It's imperative that my brain, my body, my energy be cleared before I was approached. I couldn't do much. I was laying in bed. Withdrawal off drugs and alcohol, that's hard. But I've watched people getting off benzos and alcohol and they say, Nikki, getting off a human, there's nothing that compares to it. Nothing. About food, everybody, when it's everywhere. Are you living in America? Because when I live out in Luxembourg with my boyfriend, it's very different than America and Canada, North America. The food porn here in North America is next level. I don't know how people make it through the grocery store, let alone through the day, if you are addicted to sugar. This is not easy. That's what we're looking at. To be doomed to this death, to be doomed to this stuff, it's not easy. Or to live for God. To live for love, forgiveness, to be active and zealous, to forgive those who have wronged me, that's not an easy alternative to face. Go down a little further. The next paragraph says, but after a while, see, after enough suffering, after enough incomprehensible demoralization, after enough whale shit, you know, whale, Justin, I think it's the biggest mammal on the planet. When they poop, whale poop, imagine being smothered in that. So when you've had enough of that, Nikki had to face the facts. I must find a spiritual basis of life or else what? Or else everybody line out in your book or else die or go insane. Or else die or go insane. You could be like my mom and 6 months before her 70th birthday, her husband of 25 years, my stepfather of 25 years, the grandfather to my children took a pistol and did the unthinkable. He, as all my little, you know, what is it? These politically correct people like to say, he unalived himself. He committed the ultimate sacrifice, killed himself with a pistol in the kitchen that morning. So you can either watch someone do that. You can do that yourself. You can be like me, the walking dead. Oh, I love God. But meanwhile, let me just go and get under someone. Maybe even someone you love to get over someone. You understand? Let me steal. I don't steal money, Justin. I'm not a thief. Oh, but let me steal your husband. Let me steal your time by holding you hostage with all my problems, best friend. Because that's real fun to be around. And then go down further on page 44 where it says, if a mere code of morals. See, I have a lot of morals and a better philosophy of life. Justin, I've been seeking God for a long time. Justin, I know where you come from, your background, your religious background. You guys have high standards of morals and philosophy, but they were not sufficient to overcome your addiction. Otherwise, it says, Justin, many of us, Nikki, we would have recovered a long time ago. And we're not young, Grandpa. Everybody, I keep calling him Grandpa because he just had this beautiful baby, and I don't want to say I'm jealous. I'm happy, but I want one. And
eat then your heart out, Nikki.
I know. I love it. I love God. See, God's plan is so big, and this is it. So even that, like, you're going to help your these ugly, dark past is going to help little grandbaby and help your son be a better husband, be a better father. So new person, when you said we talked about this is a way of life, so you know that. And then how do you get through the withdrawal? Well, we talked about you have to be separated. So whatever that looks like, some of you, you may have to like literally, okay, so money, I can't take a week off work. I can't take 4 months off work, Nikki. This is God, because I'm a single mother. I had a mortgage at that time. I have a big life. And how do I pay? It was literally by the government I complain about literally gave me money to stay home. See, thank you for that reminder, Justin. My prime minister, who I hate so much, you know, from what went down in COVID, actually paid for me for 4 months because we have a wonderful social medical system here. Even though it doesn't work the way I want it to, how I want it to, that I'm just, see, let me think about my dark past. When I was dying and crying, at least my mortgage was being paid. I didn't have a lot for extras, but my mortgage was paid. I didn't lose my house. See, God, the promises are real. God will do for me what I cannot do for myself. I suddenly, right now, Justin, there's a promise coming true right in this moment. I'm suddenly realizing right in this moment that how can I be mad? See, right there, my resentment's getting lifted a lot about my government because that comes on and off every day because I doom scroll. This is not easy, everybody. Oh, and let's go deeper, everyone. This is one addiction at a time. So, because someone's listening on here going, I'm not doing it perfectly. Well, page 60, you're not a saint. Page 60, progress, not perfection. But let's go deeper into here. And then I want you to talk to me, Justin. It is here, page 135. Here is our case in point. Our friend, he knows this is a way of life. She knows this is a way of life. How am I going to get through this? I can't stop. Okay, let's just look at your main addiction. Because this is, here's a case in point. This is one guy here. He stopped his drinking. So what is your big addiction? See, mine was one person. I was gonna die. I was gonna kill him and kill myself. So I had to get rid of, if it's alcohol, if it's the fentanyl, say you're, you know, if it's the sugar, if it's your porn addiction, if it's your gambling, whatever is right now gonna kill you, get rid of it. Even though you still smoke cigarettes, even though you drink coffee, even though you need to get rid of your sex addiction, but you're still drinking monsters every day and you're still hoarding, hoarders out there. If your hoarding's killing you, stop the hoarding. And trust me, even if, oh, I'm not an alcoholic, you still can't go out and get drunk or blot out your consciousness getting high on anything. So let's just get real here. No one can really do much of anything here. It's a narrow road, broad highway, narrow road. See, you have to get rid of your main addiction because there's no doubt that our friend is overindulging. Nikki's scrolling too much. Nikki's swearing too much. I'm doing other things that I don't need to talk about. I can share in a general way with you guys, but I'll do it one-on-one with Justin. The rooms aren't safe. Since seeing this, meaning to be helpful, well, not only does this person's wife, how about Nikki? How about Justin? We commence to admonish ourselves. We get into morbid reflection. We get into self-loathing. That's not what God wants for us. And we don't need to hear it from anybody else either. Don't be that kind of sponsor. Don't be a browbeater. Don't be a nag. If they're going to get better, they're going to get better. If not, let them suffer more. My son is here today, Justin. And I said, let me know that works out for you, son. He suffered. He's here. Let me know that works out for you, son. Because I don't want what you have. So let them go and let them come back. Because it says, you know, if they're honest and this person knows it's a new way of life, they're going to eventually admit that they're overdoing things, right? And frankly, maybe they're not ready to stop, but maybe you can convince them to stop one thing. You see what I mean, Justin? Let's, as sponsors, let's not go too hard. You're cheating on your wife. Well, let's start on that one. You're cheating on your partner. You have a sex addiction. Let's start there. Can you stop seeing your lover? Because the porn is going to go, but let's just get rid of the lover first. Then we'll get rid of the porn. Then we'll get rid of, you know, you understand, like the broad highway gets narrow. So it's like we get rid of the drugs and alcohol. We'll get rid of that eating addiction that you have next. Then we'll get rid of, then we'll get rid of your porn addiction. Then we'll get rid of your cigarettes. Then we'll get rid of your scrolling. Then we'll get rid of your swearing, Nikki. then the cigarettes will go, then the whatever will go, that you guys, it's the monsters. Because I don't know anyone who's perfect. That's God. That's God. Like, remember, we're not perfect, everyone. So I'll get through here and I want to hear from you, Justin, because it says, but we know we're not ready to stop. And it says his wife. Well, maybe I don't have a wife. So I'm one of those persons and I feel there's something really sinful about my doom scrolling when I tell people do not indulge in the cynicism over the state of the nation, says page 132, but I'm not practicing what I preach or what I suggest. And there is something sinful. So I nag myself, I get intolerant. And then what am I going to do? Throw myself into a fit of anger and tell my boyfriend I'm never getting on a plane. I'm going to go get a tiny house up north because that was my original plan. And then, you know, and then really throw my life into the ground, sell my house, get rid of mom, sell the dogs. Like, I could go real AWOL in my addiction, do an eat, love, pray, sell everything and go, I don't need anybody. And then I'm out there alone with nothing and nobody. See, I'm not necessarily going to go get drunk. I'm going to go do weird things. Maybe I'll post something that will really alienate everybody. See, I've been really good. I don't post, but I still quietly scroll. I'm a creeper. Everybody, hi, I'm Nikki. I'm a creeper. And I don't mean in someone else's bedroom window. I'm talking on the internet, but I just don't post about it. So I'm doing better. Progress, not perfection. Does that make sense? Justin, is all that making kind of like back to the question? This is a way of life. Progress, not perfection. And tell me your thoughts on what I've, on what we've discussed.
Yeah, thank you, Nikki. I really appreciate that. You know, with that question of what do I do to deal with the urge to stop acting out, I think it's very important what you shared. Hey, you know, drinking, using, acting out, whatever it may be. What you shared, hey, if I've got multiple things that I am dealing with that are killing me, I need to figure out, okay, what is the primary action or substance or whatever that is killing me right now? And my experience is going cold turkey is the only way to do that on that thing. I've got to stop. And for me, I want to make sure I say this right. I want to make sure I say this accurately. I'm just going to share my own experience. For me, I am not going to die today if I don't get my drug of choice today. I love the concept of 24 hours at a time, you know, one day at a time. Tomorrow morning, if I wake up and I say, you know what, yesterday was absolute hell and I still want to die right now, I can make a different choice. But gratefully, I'm not making a different choice in that right now. But just for today, I've said this to sponsees who have reached out and said, dude, I am going to act out. I'm going to do it. And I say, you know what? Maybe. But for today, why don't you just make the commitment that you won't do it until tomorrow morning? You'll survive. You aren't going to die. And tomorrow morning, if you still feel that way, call me and we'll talk it through again. You know, and sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. I'm not going to die today for not getting my drug of choice today. I can wait till tomorrow. Now, once the craving kicks in, once the obsession kicks in, and I'm on that, and once the obsession kicks in, and once I introduce whatever that substance or thought or whatever into my mind is, and the craving happens, I'm pretty much doomed. But I just got to figure out, I got to give everything to God. I've got to talk to others. I've got to step 10 the process. When I start feeling those resentments, when I start feeling that fear, the self-centeredness, the resentment, and I add in there for myself the lust, which is brought down by those things, I need to immediately give it to God, quickly talk to another person, make amends if there's amends to be made, and turn my thoughts resolutely to somebody I can be of service. Now, I don't know if that answers any questions. What are your thoughts on that, Nikki?
Well, everything you said, I mean, my thoughts are this. It's like, what do you do when you're, you know, to get through the withdrawal? You have to go through this. It says a price must be paid. We talked about that a lot on page 14, a price. But I want to go to page 43 because we started this podcast out on page 44. But let's go to 43 where it says, most alcoholic addicts have to be pretty badly mangled. See, you have to be pretty badly mangled before you really commence to solve your problem. You know, go down further where it says, once more, they're telling us again, the addict at certain times, see, at certain times, those times you said, like Justin said, you have to really know what's here because this is a way of life. So you have to get a big book. Everybody, you must get a big book. That's the original undiluted message. I don't care what program you're in, get a big book. Then you must get a sponsor. What's a sponsor? It's somebody who's going to guide you through the 12 steps. Then you need a God squad, a fellowship. So get a meeting that you know where people are talking about the book or about recovery. They're not just sharing their emotions. There's things that we have to do here. You have to understand these things. You have to get some numbers because you're going to be shaky. This is really radical. And then you have to literally know that you cannot do this alone because it says at certain times, the alcoholic addict, Justin and Nikki, we have no effective mental defense. See, this is all in our mind against the first thought, against the first drink, against the first act. It says, except in a few rare cases. Rare, I always, when I hear that word, it's like a diamond. It's like that pink diamond that's rare, you know? It's like rare is spearheads, you know, the Gandhis of the world, the Mother Teresa's, they're rare. My Princess Diana. Neither he nor any other human being can provide such a defense. Okay. So my defense must come from a higher power. This is, nobody can give me the gift of desperation. I cannot think my way into good living. I have to live my way into good thinking. That's what I have to do. It says, my exact note says, we cannot think our way into good living. We have to live our way into good thinking. This is about my thought life. So this is not easy. You know, I feel for newcomers because I mean, Justin, you and I have made it to the decade point. Not that we can't go out. There's people who recently I heard like a really heavy hitter in the room died from an overdose. This is a long time ago, but I was like, what? That's how he died? You know, everyone looks in like a spiritual group and he died. What? And so there's nothing. We get a daily reprieve here. It could happen to us. But I think, Justin, I wake up and say, literally, my mind wakes up and says, I want God more than I want anything. And that's the God of my understanding, everybody. What does that mean, people in the back? I want to be responsible more than anything. You know, I live with my mother. You just heard, I think I was just talking about, I can't remember if it was this one or the previous one about my stepdad. And I want to sell my house and move to Luxembourg on the days that my mom's eating my soul or I'm allowing my soul to be eaten or I don't have my thought life on the right thoughts. Really, no one can do anything to me. But the point is, I could do that. But I want to be responsible more than I want what I want. You understand? Like, this is radical. I finally have a guy who wants to marry me. Like, yes, baby daddy number two proposed, but this was all the sick love that I'm used to. This is real agape, unconditional love. And, you know, he wants to marry me, but I don't get to do what I want to do. I have to stay here. I made a commitment to serve my community. Doesn't that mean I get to go every once in a while? Yes. But I don't get to do what I want to do right now. Page 118, I have to be patient because I will marry him. I will live my dreams out because I have a God who loves me, who knows the desires of my heart. Let's go deep and then you can take us out. Here it is, Justin. People, listen. It says on page 12, why don't you choose your own conception of God? Page 63 says it's better to meet God alone than with those who do not understand. So this can be a very lonely, hard, painful process. Stay with us because I created a God that only has three answers. Write this down, everybody. I have a God that only has three answers. Yes, Nikki. Oh, because he gave me that what I wanted. And trust me, it didn't turn out good. My plans and designs were not good. But God said, yes, Nikki, you'll have that. Like a good father would. Like me with I'm a good mother. Sure, son, do that. Go do it. Let me know how that works out for you. because I'm sitting here free in my hot tub, you know, serving God. So yes, go ahead, Nikki. Do what needs to be done. Yes, Nikki. The second answer that my higher power, my God of my understanding, a power greater than myself has for me is not now, Nikki. Not now. And that's what I'm hearing from God right now. Because my boyfriend literally says, he's like, not now. I'm not going anywhere. I'm like, but you're young. You're beautiful. And he's like, I love you. I'm going to wait for you. God told me. God told me. And he's not any life run on self-will, Justin. He lives for God. Because God will do for you. God sent me someone like that because I'm powerful. I need someone even more powerful than me that loves God. I'm a woman and I need a man of God who's going to lead me into the third answer, which is, I have something better for you, Nikki. See, God never says no. Yes, Nikki, you can have that. Let me know how it works out for you. Number two, not now, Nikki. Price must be paid. Work and self-sacrifice, page 15, and you will get beyond your wildest dreams. And then number three, which says, I have something better for you. See, my dreams and my plans and designs were so limited, Justin. And I know yours were too. And look what God has done for us, even right down to you. I was like, I need a podcast. I need some young whippersnapper. Well, I didn't know it was going to be a guy who looks like a young whippersnapper, but he's a grandpa. I love God so much. And I love you, Justin. And I love your new grandbaby. And I love this life. And I love this, as the question started out, this way of life. Page 28 says, the more hopeless they feel, the better. You know, they, Nikki, Justin, the human race will be more likely to follow these suggestions in our magic book, in our Bible for survival. Boop, boop, be-doo.
Thank you, Nikki. I think I'm just going to take this out by reading a couple of paragraphs, page 58, 59. Remember that we deal with alcohol, thinking, whatever it may be, cunning, baffling, powerful. Without help, it is too much for us. But there is one who has all power. That one is God. May you find him now. And then I'm going to read this next paragraph and then come back to that phrase again. Half measures availed us nothing. Me just putting in the minimum isn't going to do anything for me. We stood at the turning point. We asked his protection, God's protection and care with complete abandon. Remember, there's one who has all power. That one is God. May you find him now. Everybody, work it. You are worth it.